at WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the B-side, hosted by your host. He is the host, Matt Gerber. He comes out here today to host the show. And I'm Alexander Andrews, the co-host.
The co-host? Well, I like to think of it, we're both co-hosts. Just because I run the board doesn't... Although, I offered Alex to run the board tonight, but he declined.
It's a little stressful.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a multitasking, but...
Yeah, yeah. Like, over here, I could just do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And just sit
here. About your Nintendo Switch today?
Yes. Sponsored by Nintendo Switch.
I wish. I wish we could be sponsored by it. I mean, we don't get paid, so...
Yeah.
Or really have anything to pay for, so I don't know if we really need a sponsor, but...
Well...
But Nintendo, if you're listening, they're probably not.
Definitely listening. Who does not listen? Okay. You know, we got some fan mail today from Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can't tell if you're being serious or not.
They say, wow, Matt, we love your show.
Wow.
The B-side.
Yeah.
On at 8 p.m. Mondays.
Yeah.
We've been listening for 6 years. Helped us get our kids through college.
Got some good songs for you guys tonight.
I agree with that. I haven't looked at what songs you played, but or you put on, but just I know I put on some hits.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
I just added a few. Some good stuff. Yeah. Let's why don't we jump right into it, Alex?
Get right into it. Okay. You want to play first or should I?
I'll play first since I got it set up over here.
All right. You want to do two songs in a row so we can maybe play a game of Switch?
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah.
We'll report back with who won the game. We're playing Smash on Alex Price Switch. You just probably just heard him.
Yeah, we could also play Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Oh, actually, I've heard good things about Ultimate Chicken Horse. Well, we can play with him. We'll report back on that. For now, enjoy this great song. This is called Just Like a Movie. It's by the band Wallows, who I believe we probably played a whole bunch last semester because I really like them.
Yeah, I recognize the name.
It's a new song that is a single. I think it's like kind of a bonus song from their last album, but it's really good. It's one of two. There's another one, so check that out too. It's called Trustfall. But this is Just Like a Movie. And we'll go into, what should we go into, Alex?
I think, is it a poppy song?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think my most poppy song I have in here is Doe Jane by Shaky Graves, but that might be completely wrong. I think all my songs are kind of, a little bit of a downer. We're not all downers, right, but of the slower tempo.
All right, well, it's all right.
Yeah.
I feel like they usually are.
Yeah. That's how I live my life.
That's good. That we know, but we balance each other out.
Yeah. You don't know what you're going to get next when you listen to our show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we do alternate every other song. So I feel like you could. Anyways, here's Just Like a Movie by Wallows. Hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Thank you. become a cold case, bruised and black, laying on the table with my eyes from the back, a husband from a needle chain. I used to fit in your arms like a book in a shelf, now I sit on the floor telling jokes to myself.
And we're back. Is this sound on here?
I turned it off.
Oh, okay.
Over the break, well, thank you for listening to those two wonderful songs. Again, that was Doe Jane by Shaky Graves and Just Like a Movie by Wallows.
I'm saving that song.
Yeah. No. Oh, cool. Thank you.
I enjoyed it. That.
I made it. No.
That's my band. Buy our merch.
Over the break. Well, by break I mean just now.
Yeah, the two songs. We don't have real breaks.
I beat Alex at Smash, so there you go.
Okay. It was a light beat.
I mean, it was close.
It's close.
But yeah. Toon Link, if you care about Smash, Toon Link versus Lucas.
Yes,
Lucas. I was playing Toon Link.
With the doggy, of course, if you know me. Doggy shirt.
Yeah, he's got that.
Which is the only one you can wear.
And you know, I was playing the green Toon Link. I always change the color to either the darker green one or the purple one.
Interesting.
Yeah. So nice. Now we're going to play, over the next song here, we're going to play this game, Ultimate Chicken Horse, which probably most of you haven't heard of.
I don't know. It's an indie game. It's like a platformer, but you build the platforms like between rounds.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's kind of fun. Someone bought it on my Switch this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone else? You didn't buy it?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, because it was a kid who was visiting. He graduated already.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I'll give you like $10 if you buy this game. And I was like, okay, cool.
Nice, nice.
All right.
So next song up is going to be this artist, Claro. You know Claro?
I don't think so. You might know her. No. I'll click on their Spotify page. Keep talking about
it. She's pretty big now. Actually, she's featured on Wallow's last album, so that's pretty cool. But... Yeah, she's a singer, I guess, songwriter, too.
Sorry. This image makes me feel like a certain kind of way, in like kind of a creepy way. Like, it's like I'm staring into this person's personal life. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
She put out an album called Immunity about a month and a half ago. It's really good. It's really good.
Okay.
Like it's good.
Like it's actually good.
Yeah, no, it's you should check it out. It's produced by co-produced it, but it's also co-produced by I forget his name, but he's an ex-member of Vampire Weekend. I forget his name though. So I guess it's
I know that band had ex-members.
Yeah, there's like I think like there's four original members and I think two or three of them are still with them, but then there's like one other guy who is kind of doing his own thing, and so he makes his own music and also produces a lot of stuff. So he produced this song, which is called Bags. Okay, we'll play Bags. I was going back and forth between that and another one, and I guess I chose Bags. So there's another good song, Sophia. You should check that out too. That's also okay. Now. But anyways, yeah. This is called Bags. And it's really good.
All right. I'm excited.
So here it is. Again, sorry about the technical difficulties in that last song. The aux cord isn't labeled. One of them isn't labeled. So one of them says one, then the other one says nothing. And so I thought that the...
nothing was one.
But it wasn't. Okay, anyways.
I really got to come in here and label everything. I meant to do that this weekend, but I never got around to it.
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone.
That was a beautiful song.
Oh yeah. I made that one too. So I'm actually the ex-member of Vampire Weekend. So
so you're the producer.
Yeah, that wasn't me singing. But,
yeah, I see you on the board over there. I can see how you could be producing, pressing those buttons, turning the knobs up. Yeah, I like that song. I think it's very chill. I don't know if it'd be like I'm driving, I wouldn't listen to it, but if I was like lying around, I think I would.
Yeah, that's probably one of her more, if not her most, upbeat songs.
Oh,
so
wow.
But no, I think she's great.
All right, let's follow that up with Metairie by Brendan Benson off of La Piaco. I don't know how you would pronounce it. Oh, that's L. So La Palco. The song in the music video is like a really different version from the song on the album. So I think this album got like released twice.
Interesting.
Or the song is on, yeah, there's like the one where it's red and there's the cover where it's blue, and I don't know. So I think some of the songs are kind of different, and this is off the red covered one in 2002.
Alright. Who's this by?
Brandon Benson. My mic is at the wrong height to see my screen. I gotta adjust that. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Met a girl, introduced myself. Yeah. I asked her to go with me. I'd really like to see you every day, yeah. But I'm afraid of what my friends might say. You need a bath and your clothes are wrong. You're not my type, I can tell we wouldn't get along. I just laughed. What else could I do? Just then her friends chimed in saying, get a groove, get a life, put it in your soul.
Welcome back, everyone. That was
Metairie.
Metairie by Brendan Benson. That's quite the name.
Yeah, it's
quite. That was cool. I like that song.
Yeah, cool.
Next song is very wildly different from that. Probably on the opposite side of the musical spectrum. So, you know, bear with us, I guess. But it's also good. Do you know Charlie XCX?
I do. I've definitely heard of Charlie XCX. Probably even listened to some Charlie XCX.
Yeah. She just put out an album called Charlie last week. My brother's a big fan of Charlie XCX, like one of his favorite artists.
Okay.
And so he kind of turned me on to her new album, and it's really great. This is the song Silver Cross. And it's probably my favorite one from the album, or at least the favorite one that we can actually play on the radio,
yeah.
Which is like not many of them. So
if you look at this one, Click. Apparently she got who the fuck is, wait, who's Tommy Cash? I thought I said Johnny Cash. I was like, how'd she get a dead man to come onto her album?
No,
it says Tommy Cash.
Tommy Cash. He's a producer.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of features on the album. Claro, whose song we just played 2 seconds ago, she's on this album as well.
Uh-huh.
Lizzo. You know Lizzo?
No, I don't think I do.
No, doesn't know Lizzo. Interesting.
Maybe I do know Lizzo, but it's not pulling a face right now.
Troye Sivan?
No.
No? No. Okay. That's probably it.
Okay.
Anyways, a lot of features in the album. This song is just Charlie. It's really good. It's weird. The whole album's weird, but it's great. Here it is.
I pull you back so close.
Welcome back. Once again, that was Silver Cross by Charlie XCX.
Very poppy.
Yeah. It was cool. You gonna save that one? So far, Alex, every song I've played, he's like, I'm going to save that one.
Yeah.
On Spotify. You can save that one.
Maybe I'll listen to the album, see how it makes me feel.
I think her music is really specifically good, like, as an out, like, you know.
Listen through.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about, like, party music, you know, if you have a couple people over?
Yeah, definitely.
Having one to two beverages.
You go to Senior Sips last week?
No, there was a Senior Sips last week?
There was a Senior Sips on Friday. I didn't go.
Why not?
I was at Lehigh.
Oh, yeah.
But,
not about that. How'd you end up going there, by the way?
My brother and I have a friend from high school who goes there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was cool.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good.
Here, that's like a big party school.
Yeah, it is, especially compared to here. I mean, they're just also just a little bit bigger than us, so
yeah.
They're definitely a little bit more party focused. But yeah, so Senior Sips is this like thing that they do on campus here where it's like free food, and if you're 21, you can get like two drinks. They have like wine and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like mixed drinks and things. So the first one of the semester was this last Friday, but I couldn't go.
And yeah.
Yeah. But next, they're once a month. Next one, October, we're going to go.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Can buy two free
drinks.
This is
your second year of Senior Sips, too.
Got to maximize my value. All right. Why don't we play Betty Oshawa by Fred Eaglesmith? Also a bit of a departure from the kind of music we play here. This is a country-ish song. It's kind of like folky country, maybe a little, I don't know, it's not poppy, you know, downbeat.
All right. Do you know what's interesting about your a lot of your songs, Alex?
What's interesting?
A lot of times, if you told me that it was the artist and the title of the song were flipped, I couldn't tell you. Like, you could tell me this song was called Fred Eaglesmith by Betty Oshawa.
Yeah.
And I'd probably believe you.
Yeah. Well, it's like the person's name is Betty Oshawa.
Yeah.
And the, like, song.
That's a lot of them.
Metairie could also be like an album, like Doe, an artist name.
Doe, comma, Jane. It could be Doe and Jane.
Yeah.
Together.
Okay.
It's interesting. Something I've noticed.
Okay. We'll test that out. Well, I feel like, you know, artist names can be whatever they want, really.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, should we do a PSA?
Yeah, we'll do one after the song.
Okay. Because you are the president of the radio station. Or the manager, you guys call it.
Yeah, general manager.
General manager.
What can I say?
Yeah. Mr. Big Guy on campus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's get on to it.
All right, here it is.
I want to get back to this game.
Betty Oshawa by Fred Eaglesmith.
We had a little band. I met her in a parking lot when I answered a warning. And we played every little juke joint and every single bar, every little honky tonk you could get to with a car. And it was fire on the mountain. That was her favorite one. But there was nothing that I didn't know, so we played the top 40 radio, even though we didn't really like the song. I was wrong. As a roadhouse parking lot, and sometimes I'd hear her praying outside her dressing room for help with the songs she didn't want to do. And it was fire on the mountain. That was her favorite one.
was nothing that I didn't know. So we played the top 40 radio, even though we didn't really like the song. I was wrong. Betty got a record deal and she's living in L.A. I work in a grocery store every single day. And sometimes she comes to town, she plays the local hall. She always leaves her number, but I don't return the call. And it's fire on the mountain. That's still her favorite. There's still nothing that I don't know. She's on the top 40 radio. How I love it when I hear them play her song. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, that was Betty Oshawa by Fred Eaglesmith.
Yeah. And a little bit of a game update. I just beat Matt in Ultimate Chicken Horse.
He did.
Which is a
surprise. So we're one for one now.
Yeah, we're one for one.
In terms of, you know, games. Although we're playing another game in Ultimate Chicken Horse, and Alex is much better than me.
But yeah. Well, you've never played, so it's acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I might have to get it. I don't know. How much is it?
It's $16. I think it's 16? A little much. Okay, yeah, it's a little much.
I don't know. For like a party game like that, I don't know. I don't know. It's cool. I've seen it played a lot. A lot of like people are like on YouTube and stuff play it. It's like a fun, you know.
Uh-huh. Woo, kind of, friends. Kind of, I wish it allowed more than four players.
Oh, yeah. It only needs four. I feel like it should be four.
Like the Switch can have eight controllers, so. Oh, and you can also download like, well, not like truly custom maps, but like maps where people have placed blocks around off the internet too, so that's kind of nice.
That's neat.
Something else I had to say about the game, but that's okay. PSA?
Sure.
Do you have one?
Do not at the ready. Just typing in the name of the next song here. Let me, I'll be right back.
I can also Google one. All right, I'm typing in public PSA for radio.
Here we go. Oh, it's a dialogue.
Oh, exciting.
All right, we got one.
Maybe I should... it's probably too much work to... We'll just pass the paper.
Yeah, well, actually, you want to just pull this up here? We can both talk into this microphone.
Not really. It's not professional. I'll just move my mic over here.
I think we did last semester. So, you know, bear with us, because we don't... There's not that many of these. I mean, I guess if we... We haven't found that many radio PSAs.
If you were a good general manager, it wouldn't be a problem.
I haven't made to print more out, but... all right, let's read this bottom one here. This one, it's called Is It Done Yet? It comes to you from the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture. You
didn't know. Yes, I remember this one.
All right, so there's... Oh, boy, okay. There's Kid 1, and there's Dad 1 and Dad 2. Oh, but Kid 1 only has, like, one line. Okay, so we'll just... All right, so outdoor sounds, birds, etc.
Pew, pew.
Sounds of cookout, meat sizzling. Kid 1 says, Dad, we're starved. Is the food done yet? All right, I'll be Dad 1. You be Dad 1.
Let me check. Almost, Josh.
Russ, come on, serve up those burgers. Look how brown they are.
Mike, you can't tell if they're safe to eat by color of the meat.
Hey, is that a meat thermometer? It looks like one of the kids' video games.
It's digital. You can set it, and it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked.
Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology in town.
You better believe it when it comes to keeping our kids safe.
Good point. Where can I get one of those?
Supermarket, department store, online. You don't need a fancy thermometer, just one that works.
No way. You're not having all the fun. I'm getting one of those. Ah, do they come with ringtones? Then kid one says again, Dad, is it done yet? Thermometer beeps. Beep. 160.
Oh, Dad too has some allergies. Or Dad, your Dad
no,
one?
No, I'm Dad too. Wait,
Dad too has some allergies. Oh, Dad one says, 160 degrees, perfectly cooked, perfectly safe.
Then the announcer, you can't tell by cooking. Use a food thermometer to be sure. For information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Haven't read a good one in a while.
Interesting that corny jokes.
That they give, in the dialogue, our names are Russ and Mike, but it just says Dad 1 and Dad 2.
Yeah, that is interesting. So
it's like they spent the time to come up with names and yet called them Dad 1 and Dad 2 anyway. So.
Well, I think, you know, having the line-by-line Dad 1, Dad 2, it kind of makes it a little easier. You're like, the person who's a better voice actor is Dad 1. Person who's the worst one is Dad 2.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You know, you're better than me at that. It's fine.
Oh, thank you.
I realized I, like, got the inflections wrong and it didn't make a whole lot of sense, some of them. But anyways, cool. I mean, this is a little bit of, I don't know. I guess if you're still grilling, use a meat thermometer. Do you use a meat thermometer when you cook, Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Of course.
Of course.
Oh, of course.
It's, you can pick them up at lots of locations.
The USDA is listening.
Yeah, so is the FCC. They don't want us to say anything controversial, which is kind of silly, I think. But that's okay. Obscenity laws.
Yeah.
Pushed on us by the government.
All right, we got about 8 minutes left. We got two more songs for you guys. The first one is called Rest. It's featuring Sam Henshaw, and it is by the band Half Alive, who I might have played on the show before. Maybe not. I don't know. But they're really good. They put in an album 2 months ago.
Are all the songs you put on really good?
I mean, I like them. yeah. This is by Half Alive. You might know their song, Still Feel.
Not ringing a bell, but that's okay.
Maybe not. But this is not that song. This is Rest. So here it is.
It was something I believed in. Ain't no rest until the bank account is peaking. They say the city never sleeps in. But living busy isn't giving you your worth. Slowing down is fighting back. The time you take is giving back. Shifting gears is saving gas. Hiding in the quiet is a well of wisdom. Slow it down and see it. Blood and muscle. Skyscrapers held it by philosophy of hustling. Saturday is my cathedral. A day to stop and rest is holding up the steeple. This might be news for all the people. Living busy isn't giving you your worth. Slowing down is fighting back. Hiding in the quiet is a world of wisdom.
Take a second, I'm craving clarity. So lost in the thought of what one day I could be, that I forget to take some time to make a richer me.
I searched around to find myself a mental cure. I took a break, that's probably what I was looking for. What once was lost has finally got me reassured.
Leaving room for greater paths, letting go and kicking back, reading books and taking baths, slowing down and
welcome back. That was Rest by Half Alive featuring Sam Henshaw. Got one more song for you guys, and that's going to be... Alex?
Maybe? I guess that's Free Translator by The Books.
All right.
Everyone have a good night.
Oh, we're signing off? All right.
Well, we're not signing off. Yeah, everyone have a pretty good night.
Well, we're in the middle of our second game of Ultimate Chicken. We got to come back in and let the people who know who we want.
But you are currently ahead.
I'm pretty far ahead. So we'll be back after the song. This is the free translator by The Books.
And I see the holdout boy and the weather girl. Know the wind moves in a patient way, like a two-decade day. A train laughing and chewing erasers like a black dog in the snow, ride in relief and sleep again, and you can't believe your eyes, and you can't find your pen, and the man in the hole is your new friend's friend.
And I see, and I see, and I see, and I see.
Symmetrical foot in your mouth and your high-speed legs. Your knee jerk's a mark of distinction. It's an elevator put on. Your dollar, only one, and count it again, one, one, one. You can't count it when you're dead, no. You keep a pure nose. Ride in relief and sleep again, and you get in the hole with your new friend's friend. And he can't believe his eyes, and he can't find his pen, and the meteorological man with a whirlwind girl, and a mold in the sun, and a squid in a bag, and a raccoon hat, and a talking plant, and a careful goat in a sewer system shaft.
And I see, and I see, and I see,
And welcome back. That was Free Translator by the Books. By the Books. It's by the books.
By the books.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like an expression.
Yeah, I understand the expression. It's gotta do it by the book. Just like this radio show, we do it by the books.
All right, so you guys are in for a treat here, because we're not done with this game, and we gotta finish it. Unless someone else is trying to do their show.
Oh, you selected an item. I have time to select the item.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
All right, here we go.
This is the last round. Matt Gerber is currently ahead, but hopefully, I can take the win in the last second. Okay, I got the coin. I'm jumping.
Okay, I'm gone. The spike's got me. Oh wait.
Oh,
Alex is still going. Oh,
but there's the black hole. I make it past it, and I come in. I think I get the underdog bonus. I get the point for killing you, I come in for the win. Oh, and the ultimate elephant dances on the flag tonight for the second time in a row.
Wow,
you really did take the advantage though in the beginning. I was trying to get to like
I was like three quarters of the way to the amount of points you have to get, and Alex was like a quarter of the way.
Wow, half. Like the underdog really bonus is ridiculous.
Elephant,
thank you.
I could not be the ultimate. What was that? Chameleon. Chameleon.
Yeah, you're the chameleon.
Thanks for listening to our show. We appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Come back next week for more shenanigans.
Yeah.
You are listening to WJH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The B-Side. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alexander Andrews. Join our discussion forums.
r/The B-Side.
We don't know what's on there. Don't go there.
All right. See you guys later.